tent.
I hate that tent.
What's on the agenda today as far as game planning goes? How many guys travel? You take everybody? How's that work?
Well, we're going to work a little bit this afternoon. We don't have pads on, but we're going to just work a little bit show them what Dallas runs a little bit, just because the Dallas defense, they are three-man line. So, but it'll be a short, light practice. As I said before, we don't really game plan in the preseason that much. Then the fellas who are not playing in the game will stay here. They will not travel to Seattle with us. And there's a sizable list there. I would say there's 12 to 15 guys that are just going to be here getting treatment. They have a schedule while they're here with our training staff. And then tomorrow, you know, we have a very light practice in the morning. You can get on the plane and go.
You can grade guys based on practice. How much better can you grade them based on a preseason game?
Well, I think those are the best grades that they get, because it shows us how they handle game situations, certainly how they handle the noise in the stadium, how they handle it when the coach isn't yelling in their ear. So those are really the best. Now, I've said this before, a guy has a tough game, a rookie or a young person has a tough game, that doesn't ding him necessarily, but it certainly gives us a chance to talk to him about the things and how different it is in practice. So they are good measuring tools, yeah.
Is it set how much each quarterback will play at this point?
No. No. In fact, I have a meeting today at probably around 3:30, a coach's meeting, where we will define that for all the players. I would suspect, before going into the meeting, that Matt typically, you know, has X amount of plays. If we have a long first series and are fortunate enough to maybe to punch it in there, that's probably it for him, as an example. And then Seneca will play the bulk of the game, and then we'll finish up with the other two guys.
A couple radio. You know, we're with Leroy Hill today.
He has a foot that's bothering him, so they're doing an MRI and checking that out.
Is he one of the guys that probably doesn't go?
Well, if he can't play in the game. Anybody who cannot play in the football game, right now I've not ruled him out.
What are a couple position competitions that you're really kind of honing in on that you're really excited to see on the field on Saturday?
Well, there's a number of them. You know, the fullback position is one. Wide receivers is always, you know, that's always, the preseason games are always important to those guys. The safety position, corner. The linebacker position, you know, we kind of know, although there are a couple young kids that are showing pretty well. So I don't think there's a position, you know, the quarterback thing's pretty defined, you know, and the tight end position is pretty defined, other than, you know, who's going to be our third tight end. So there's competition at every position just about.
Like, what do you really want to get out of it other than those competitions, especially with the starters? Is it about tempo or just getting used to playing at game speed?
Yeah, you know, it's just getting back on the field and playing a football game against a good team. You know, it's quite different than practice. You know, and you need, you know, how many games you need in the preseason. I think I've changed my tune over the years, you know, because of what the players do in the offseason. I don't think you need quite as many, but you certainly need a couple anyway to experience the speed of the game. And also for the coaches, you know, we got to get our plays in. We got to call our defenses. We're working on stuff, too, during the preseason.
You in the past, you know, I know preseason you don't want a game plan, but we've seen before when you play some of these teams a foot in the preseason.
Yeah.
Do you have to prepare a little bit?
You got to prepare a little bit, but you can't. You know, it's, if a team wants to do that, if they want to come into a preseason game and they're working on their blitz package and it's different than what they've shown on film, you know, in the years past. Yeah, they can make you look kind of crummy out there. Mm-hmm. You know. So, but that's, you know, they have to work on what they have to work on, and we have to work on what we have to work on. It's just that if you don't study film and you're not prepared for some of the things, yeah, it can be hard sometimes.
How'd that blitz pickup go today? Were you happy with what you saw?
Yeah, and for the most part, you know, we gave them some real tough things today that, under the best of circumstances, even if you knew they were coming, it'd be physically, it's kind of tough to do. So, and they handled it okay.
Is there ever any understanding, like, between vets and coaches and exhibitions in opener that you guys might not do state
to the No, I have not talked to Bill. And I'll talk to him before the game, but it's usually not about that.
You talked about what you're doing with Matt, you know, in the first series. It's a long drive. Same thing, I guess you could say for offense and defense. I mean, just, you know, keep them in their first.
No. Because of our injury situation, that rest of it, the rest of it will be quite different. I would suspect the guys that are kind of joined at the hip with Matt Sean would be in that category, but not many players are in that boat. That's why we have to figure out at this meeting how we're going to do this, because we're a little bit short. I think there are a lot of guys that aren't going to play.
Do you expect Kelly Jennings to play?
Who?
Kelly Jennings.
I know he's one of the guys that's on the bubble. Yeah.
What's your best guess or expectation for how the first couple offensive lines will shake out? Do you know for sure how you're going to handle that with Trap out of the
end? No. not specifically. I know that Chris Spencer, I think right now, is going to start at left guard. Okay, so then you got Tobeck in there. When Robbie comes out of the game, Chris goes to center, Rob Sims goes to left guard. But then I don't want to leave Chris Gray in for the whole time. So we've got to kind of juggle that, you know. And the young guys are going to wind up playing a lot. They're going to get real tired.
Yeah. What about on defense? And you know, Julian Peterson, there's been so much excitement about what he's going to do. Is the same thing with him? Basically let him get game tempo and get him out of there? Or?
We'll have that meeting at 3:30. Julian, we're not going to... You can do a lot of things with Julian, you know, but we're not going to do that in the first game.
Coach, how do you feel about Cortez Kennedy and him being put in the Ring of Honor this year?
Really? That's a news-breaking flash for me. I feel very great. That's great. That's tremendous. He's a wonderful guy, and certainly he's a good enough player to deserve that. He's a great football player. You know, my only regret is I didn't catch him a little bit earlier. You know, he was near the end when he was playing for me, but... He's a wonderful young man, and when he comes into town, when I get a chance to visit with him, I always enjoy him. You know, and this is a well-deserved award. He was synonymous with the Seahawks for many, many years, so that's great. I'm happy for him. That's great.
Anything else?